Reading today from the book of Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 18. For ye are not come unto the mount that might be touched and that burned with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet, and the voice of words, which voice they that heard entreated, that the word should not be spoken to them any more. For they could not endure that which was commanded. And if so much as a beast touch the mountain, it shall be stoned or thrust through with a dart. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. But ye are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. See that ye refuse not him that speaketh, for if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. Whose voice then shook the earth, but now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shall shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifying the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. We're told here that during the time of this great, wonderful administration of Moses, that this thing was so terrible as to the approach of God, that the people pleaded that whatever was said that Moses should convey this to them, and the brightness of Moses, as we're told in the scriptures, the face was so bright that the covering of a veil had to be hang over Moses' face. Now let's consider this just for a moment. The Bible says, as concerning this, that we could not steadfastly look unto the end of that which is abolished because of the veil. Looking as under this glory through the veil of Moses, we could not see God as a spirit. And God is the great spirit. For what house shall ye build God? That this is what he said unto Solomon, unto David. What house can you build for me, seeing that I fill the heavens of heavens? For heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. Then what place of abode shall you build for me, saith the Lord? So then we realize that that which was in that day, see as to a covering over the face of Moses, we could not steadfastly look unto that as to a spirit. So then we realized that Moses was symbolic and the veil was symbolic. And now we're living in a day of a brighter light. For the Bible said, and now the true light shineth. And we've come to the day as to not to a crucifixion, as to something that was not of importance, or something that did not hold any life, but to a crucifixion, not as to taking a life, but as to a crucifixion that has given us life. And we've not come to animal blood and that which blood of animals cannot do. We have come to a human sacrifice, as to a lamb without spot and without wrinkle and without blemish. We have come to the time of that lamb that the Bible speaks of, when in the Old Testament it speaks of the coming of our Savior, even the Messiah, that will be upon Mount Zion. So then, looking at this, we know that even as Revelation tells us in the book of Revelation, Revelation 14, that there is a lamb that has been slain for the people. This lamb having been slain for the people, even from Calvary, almost 2,000 years ago, this lamb, his blood was sufficient. And after this, that is why God allowed the Roman powers to come in the way they did and stop the sacrifices as of those that had continually made sacrifice and offerings unto God by means of the ashes of the red heifer and by means of the blood of bulls and goats. See, God allowed this to come in as to a power. Even the young general Titus, when he come in 70 A.D., plowed the city like a field, burned the sanctuary, because the prophet of old had prophesied this would happen because of the sins of the people. Even the young general said, I did not intend this. This great devastation, it's not of me, it must be of God. I never intended this. But see, the words of the Lord come to pass, because God, who creates the good and evil, has his way in both. He looks down from heaven, and the Bible said, having his way in both, he works all things after the counsel of his own will. So it's very evident that as to this crucifixion, when the blood atonement of the righteous Lamb of God came in, God would not let them offer any blood of the bulls and goats during that season. It is also very evident that this lasts all the way through the church ages, and even on down until the 144,000 is sealed as to the coming of the Lord, of that which Daniel spoke of. See, because in that these will come in as to the great day of the Lord, where Matthew 24 speaks of this. Jesus said, as to the end, and there the sign of the Son of Man appears in heaven, as the heavens is rolled back as a scroll. See, it's very evident that this blood of the Lamb lasts as to the Jews and to the Gentiles, right on up to this point, even unto the body of the church, as to the spiritual believer. Because his body hath not yet been changed, but will be changed at the glorious appearing of our Lord in the Thessalonian change. See, it's very evident that this blood atonement lasts, and then when the church is taken out, the blood comes off of the seat of atonement, and then the Jews are sealed that they might go through the first part of Daniel's last week, as to the 3.5 years when the prophets will come and tutor Israel. In that he says, God says, before the great and notable day of the Lord come, I will send you the prophet Elijah, that he might turn the hearts of the children back to the fathers and the fathers' hearts back to the children, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Well, that is to say, when the church is taken out, being the salt of the earth, God would have to smite the earth because there would be no righteousness in it. But when the Jews are sealed and they come in, they provide the righteousness of the lesser light. As the church to the sunlight is to the day star, dawning in their hearts, so is the moonlight. As to the lesser light of that within the veil is to reflect to the Jewish nation. And so then we see that this time comes, and then they are sealed, and then the blood comes off of the seat of atonement. There's no more grace in the world. And then all of a sudden, as to the offering up again of the animals, then there is the blood again, and inasmuch as the blindness is in part as to Israel, until the light should come, then that means that God will allow until the middle of the week when the covenant is broken, and then the Lamb appears on Mount Zion, in that the 144,000 having been sealed through the first part of the tribulation from those awful things as to the sounding of the trumpets, the opening up of the earth as to the bottomless pit, the locusts and all of these things, they not being able to hurt the 144,000, then they will appear suddenly in Revelation 14 after the middle of the week, the expulsion of Lucifer, as in Revelation 12. Then they will appear on Mount Zion with the Lamb, and the blood is thus brought back once again. And so the covenant is broken, and God suffers the oblation to cease and all of that to stop once again, because there's no need of it anymore. So it's very evident here that looking at these things the way that we're seeing them, that Israel is sealed and protected by the goodness and the love of God. And we see that the church then has already gone out. And we see that Antichrist from the middle of the week sets up the regime as to the kingdom and the woman, goes down into that as to the land of Moab and Ammon, as to the hideaway, as to those lands escaping the hand of Antichrist in that day, for her hiding place as to the purification of having birthed her child, and then after that latter part of the tribulation, coming back to her husband as to the church, in Revelation 19, with those that comes and the blood bath as to Armageddon, and the blood running to the horse's bridle, when then they, as those that follow God, shall be made the head of the nation. So then in that time, as to them coming together, the woman will then have had a purification. The powers of Antichrist will have been overthrown, and God will set up his own government in the earth, that we might enjoy the wonderful presence of our Savior, and that all of us may be together as one great people in the earth when all sin and corruption is taken away and the joy of the Lord fills the land.